And go back to the Gospel of John, John chapter number 8, and verse number 32. And I don't want to scare you, but I got two messages to preach. I got this morning's and tonight's, because we just got through the introduction this morning. So I'm not going to get that. I wouldn't even attempt to get all that done, but at some point we will. John chapter number 8, verse 32. It's a very short verse. It'll be a good one to memorize. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Most of you have probably heard that and even said it and quoted it wrong like I have most of our life. How many of you quoted that? Know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That sounds good, but that ain't what the Bible says. It's even better than we learn quoting it. Setting us free, that's great, but making us free is even better. It's an absolute. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I'm preaching on the subject, thank God for the truth. And we looked at the introduction this morning. Tonight, I'm going to get right into the message and say, number one, I thank God for the truth because of its distinct sound. The distinct sound of the truth. What do I mean by that? Well, that first phrase, and you shall know the truth. The Bible said that word know means to learn to know or come to know, to get a knowledge of, to perceive, feel, to become known, to understand, perceive, or to have knowledge of, to know. And the verse said, and ye shall know the truth. How many of you are glad tonight? You may not know all the truth, but you know the truth. Amen? And you say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, if you're saved, you know the truth. Because Jesus said, I am the truth, the way and the life. And so I have been studying this Bible for many, many, many years, and I still don't know all the truth. And way older men than me that likes to sit on the front row and play bass instruments and guitars, scholarly, brilliant-minded men like him have been studying much longer than I have, and he still don't know all the truth. This book is amazing, the Bible. And so, I'm talking about the distinct sound. The word know, we mentioned what that, but twice in that verse, Jesus said the truth, not a truth, not your truth or not my truth, but that definite article, the truth. Know the truth. And you know we live in a society that believes that the truth is not absolute. The truth could mean, how many of you have heard people say, well, and I can, oh, praise God, I feel liberated. I can walk around. Oh, thank the Lord. I'm going to work Tommy's little thumb out tonight. Listen, how many of you heard people say, well, this is my truth? Well, there ain't no such thing. It ain't yours. You want to put a shade on something, that might be your opinion. That might be how you see it. But listen, the truth is the truth, period. And they can't be but one. And I'm not just talking about Jesus. I'm saying if you tell them the truth about something, then it's either got to be the truth or it ain't. There can't be multiple versions of the truth. Amen. And so, with a society that don't believe in a definite truth and an absolute truth. Ain't you glad Jesus was very dogmatic about this fact that the truth is absolute? Praise God for that. I'm thankful that we don't have to worry about evolving with the times and changing with the times and keeping up with what is truth today. What was it yesterday? Does this Bible mean what it did for the apostles? Does this Bible, the truth, mean what it did for Moses and Abraham? Does the Word of God, the truth, does it mean what it did? Wow, all the way back in Adam's day. And I'm here to tell you, it absolutely does, because it's absolute. It's never changing. It is the rock that never changes. It's absolute. Jesus, he magnified that by saying twice. And listen to John 14:17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Listen, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That's wonderful. What about John 16:3? Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Speaking of the Holy Ghost of God. Ain't you glad that the Holy Ghost promised you? Jesus, when he left this earth, when he ascended, before he did, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going away, but I'm promising you there's one coming after me. And he is the Spirit of truth, and he will guide you as I have guided you, as I have walked with you. But there was just one Jesus. Are you hearing me? But Jesus said when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he's going to be in you and he's going to guide you into all truth. You say, well, I want to know the truth. Do you? Because if you're saved and you want to know, the Bible says seek and you'll find it. Amen. Then, 1 John 2:27, the Bible said, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, all them verses are dealing with truth. And I'm talking about, listen, I'm talking about the distinct sound of truth. I'm trying to get us to understand truth has a sound and it's very distinct. Truth rises above all the nonsense. Truth, it pierces through all the noise. Truth is that pinnacle. Truth is that zenith. Truth is what is above all other. Truth is that sound that will become very familiar. And I'm going to say much more about that in just a moment. But truth is that thing that believers, children of God, saved people can identify. Because the Spirit of truth and truth itself abides in you. So there's a reception there and a receptor. So when we hear that noise, when we hear that sound of truth, there's something in us that's there to receive and to say, amen, that's right. Amen, that's truth, and I know it. That's how you learn. If you ain't been saved long, listen, you listen, and you learn, and you be still, and you be quiet, and you listen for truth. And when you hear it, the Holy Ghost will say, amen. And there'll be just a, like it's perfectly in tune. It's perfectly right. You know deep down in the crevice of your soul, that you just heard is truth. Amen. Let me say, look, let me read John chapter 10. This is Jesus speaking. And Jesus is dealing with a bunch of people that hates his guts. They can't stand him. They're trying to trip him up. And he's trying to help them and give them the gospel. And he said, verse 1 of John 10, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him," listen, "for they know his voice." "And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Let me say to you, young people, don't follow the voice of a stranger. Now let me say to us older people, don't follow the voice of a stranger. To you younger people, I'm talking about, listen, we're living in days that are wicked. We're living in days where men will pull up and will snatch you right out of where you're standing and throw you in a van and kidnap you, and they will push you and take you and do all kind of wickedness with you if they can. But I'm saying to us who are adults, we ain't got to worry about somebody trafficking us or stealing us or kidnapping us, but we do have to worry about strange voices that ain't truth that wants to traffic in our mind and lead us astray. Amen. The Bible said, "And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he had spoken unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come," listen, "that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am," Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." Not only does the good shepherd, who is the truth, know his sheep, but his sheep know him. They know the voice of that shepherd that calls. "As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Therefore, listen, Jesus just give them the gospel. Jesus just give them a parable. And he give them the gospel in a nutshell. He said, I can lay my life down. I will lay my life down for the sheep, but I'll take it up again because my Father has commanded it so. And they heard that and listened to how they responded to truth. There was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews for these sayings. Many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. Sometimes the truth can be right in front of you. Bob said, it's nigh thee. And Jesus told him, I just told you, and you believe me not. And he went on to say, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you're not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Are you hearing me? Can I ask you, who are you following? You following somebody. There's benefits to following him. He's the good shepherd. He's not a hire. He ain't gonna leave you high and dry when something better comes along. No, he's there for the duration. Thank God. He's there when you get in the briar patch and stuck in the thicket because you're a dumb sheep and don't know no better. He's there when you got separated and wolves have gathered around and they about to have you for lunch. He's the good shepherd that will find you and leave the 99 and come to your rescue. He's the good shepherd. He's the truth. We must know his voice and follow him. He said, but you believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them, listen to the benefits of following truth. Listen to the benefits of following the good shepherd. He said, and I give unto my sheep, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I thank God for the distinct sound of the truth. Not only do I thank God for the distinct sound, but I thank God for the divine source of truth. What do I mean by that? Listen, unregenerated man, unsaved individuals are incapable of being an authority and source of truth. They have no compass. They have no bearing. They cannot comprehend, understand, or know when they hear truth or not. People that ignore God and rely on the intelligence of man are in great danger of deception. Listen to what the Bible says, and it has a lot to say. Hear me, this is critical what I'm dealing with right now. The Bible has a lot to say about who we listen to and that we listen to the divine source of truth. The Bible said the heart of man is deceitful. See, you ever heard people say, well, if I know my heart. You don't. Well, I'm just following my heart. Don't, you nut. Your heart's desperately wicked. Above all, who can know it? You don't know your heart. You can't trust your heart. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Not only is your heart wicked, and you can't trust it, and you can't listen to it, your heart will get you in all kind of messes. How many hearts have got people in messes called marriage? When they wasn't led by God to find the mate for life, but they was led by some flicker and fluttering heart. Oh, she's so pretty. Yeah, and she's probably a devil. Amen. I tell you what, it's by the grace of God I ended up with her, because my heart had long been flown away to some other girl, and I thought, she's got to be the one, and God intervened. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I mean, I can't go into detail because I don't want to be mean, but she's a beauty queen. Outside and in, she's a godly woman, and she's been the best thing outside of Jesus that's ever happened to my life. And thank God I didn't follow what my heart was saying. I mean, the night before I was to get married to her, on my bedroom window, hey, you know, there's still time. I said, hey, no they ain't. Leave my house. My heart has been given to another. And only God could have done that. You can't trust your heart. It will get you in a mess. Let me tell you what else you can't trust. The tongue of man is deceitful. Listen to what the Bible said about the tongue. Psalm 58:3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Babies, as cute and fuzzy as they are, they come out the belly. Even right there, ain't even poked the head out yet, already lying, liar, liar, pants on fire. That's right. The heart of man's deceitful. The tongue of man is deceitful. Hey, listen. The work of man is deceitful. Proverbs 11:18. The Bible said, the wicked worketh a deceitful work. Now I want you to see the contrast. So I just said the heart of man, the tongue of man, the works of man, the words of man. You can't put your confidence in that. You can't trust it. However, 180 degrees the other way, Jesus taught us that there is something you can trust, and it is truth. And he told us he is truth. In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus taught us not only that he was truth, but that his spirit was the truth. 1 John 5:6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the spirit that beareth witness, because the spirit is truth. Did you hear that? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells in you is truth. He ain't got a hard time guiding you into all truth, because he is truth. And by the way, the Holy Spirit's in you, but Jesus is in you. Look at all that truth that's already in you. Jesus said, not only am I truth, And not only is the Spirit truth, he said, but my word is truth. Listen, he taught us that his word is truth. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You don't know how to be sanctified? I'll tell you right now how to be sanctified. Get involved with this book. What does sanctified mean? Set apart. If you had, hallelujah, I can come down. If you had any problem with what I was preaching this morning, if that got your dander up, if that got you in a tizzy, if that made the hair on the back of your neck stand up and say, how dare him? Let me help you. Go into this book open-hearted and open-minded. It's already said you can't trust your heart. You can't trust your mind. But you can trust this word. And you can trust the Holy Ghost of God who lives and dwells in you. And you can trust Jesus who lives and dwells in you. And he promised he would guide you into all truth. Go look it up yourself. And don't take my word for it. But when he shows you, God bless your heart, you better take his. You better take his word for it. Because he promised us and taught us that his word is truth. And if you want to be set apart, if you want to be sanctified, meet for the master's use, then you got to get acquainted with truth in the word of God. That's why he said, hide my word in your heart that you may not sin against me. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Listen, what I'm saying to you is, if you trusted the word of God that was preached unto you, that Jesus came to this world, was born of a virgin, lived spotless and sinless, went to a cross and died for your sins, raised victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, saying, I will say, if you trusted that to save your soul, trust that to live by. Amen. Why would we trust something to get us to heaven and then not trust the same book to live by? That don't even make sense. I believe I'd rather, if I had to choose one or the other, I'd rather choose it to live by if I wasn't sure about it than to stake my whole eternity on it. But I'm here to tell you, you ain't got to choose one or the other. I've staked my eternity on it because Jesus said it's truth. And therefore, because it is truth, according to what that verse said, he said, in whom you also you trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Ain't you glad? Here's something you can trust. You can trust the truth to know. I want to help you tonight. I want to put some salve on that. I want to put some salve on that from this morning. Here, let me help you. You ain't going to live good enough, Tommy. We was talking about before church. You ain't never going to get good enough. We're always going to fail the Lord. Ain't never going to be perfect. But thank God you don't go to heaven because you're perfect. You go to heaven because he's perfect. He promised you are sealed to the day of redemption. I just read you the verses. The Father gave him his flock and he ain't lost a one of them. If you can't, no man will pluck you out of his hand. If you ever place your faith and trust in Christ, you are saved and as good as in heaven as if you were already there. Amen. Because Jesus and his word and his spirit will never, ever contradict one another. Never. People say, oh, that Bible's full of contradictions. I've yet to have somebody show me one. and I've give it to them and dared them. D-dog double dared them. Oh, it's full of them? Well, then you will have no trouble. Here, have at it. Take it. Show me one. No, they've heard that nonsense all their life, and they don't know. They've listened to the lies of the devil and believed the wickedness of their own deceitful heart and heard the wickedness of wicked men and the tongues of men. I'm here to tell you, this Bible has no contradictions because Jesus said that His Word is truth. And they won't contradict. They will all be in total agreement and complete unity in every matter of truth. Always. Paul said it like this in Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Romans 3:4, God forbid, yea, let God be true and every man a liar. I'm simply saying there's something. I thank God for the truth because of its distinct sound that I can hear and know that voice. I thank God for truth because of its divine source. I ain't got to lean to my own ingenuity. I ain't smart enough. I ain't got to lean to my own understanding. Matter of fact, the Bible says, lean not to your own understandings, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. I'm saying to you, listen, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, because He's truth. I thank God for truth because of its distinct sound, because of the divine source. And finally, and I'm not even going to preach this one, because of its delivering strength. I thank the Lord for truth because of its delivering strength. Ain't you glad you didn't go to church one day and walk an aisle and heard a preacher and it was emotional and you got down and you really asked Jesus to come in your heart and save you to find out nothing really happened. This thing ain't real. Ain't you glad when you came to the truth and trusted Him, He delivered you? I'm saying truth has power to deliver. He confronted you with truth. He said, hey, before you can get in on this, you got to be truthful with me. Who are you? What's your name? Sinner. That's what my name is. I'm what you say I am, Lord. I'm telling the truth. I'm a sinner. And when He convicted me and convinced me of not just what I'd done, but who I was, a sinner, it was then that I finally got to look and see Him for who He was, a Savior, a loving Lord who called me, convicted me, and was willing to convert me and forgive me and wash all my sin away and set me free. What's the verse say? Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He delivered me. He delivered me. I'm saying I thank God for truth because truth has delivering power. He delivered me out of Satan's power. No longer am I a child of the devil. No longer am I'm in the bondage of sin. Thank God I've been set free. Thank God I'm not under the bondage of sin and Satan and the control of this world. I have been delivered. Amen. That's what truth will do. We trusted it. He said, listen, there's a tremendous power in the truth. Wouldn't you agree? Changed who you was, didn't it? If it changed who you was, it also changed where you're going. It changed what you owed. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through truth, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paid in full, thank God. Something that I could not pay, I could not afford. He came and paid for me. I say that's delivering power. Has the power to enlighten the deceived. It does. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on people who are deceived. I ain't got time to tell you all the people that God's let me see set free and made free from all the lies from some other cultish denomination, from some other set of beliefs, and they finally heard the truth in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, and God, the truth, made them free. And they were delivered out of that mess. Amen. I've seen Jehovah's Witness who was so confused. I mean, like, Catholics, Baptists, Muslims, math heads, confused, bad, made free. That's how powerful the truth is. Amen. Don't give up on your people. Don't give up on Packlet. I know, my goodness, I know. Hey, listen, truth has the power to reverse a lifetime of lies. I ain't preaching this, I'm done. The truth has the power, what I was going to preach on, to deliver you from the bondage of your sin. Then truth has the power to deliver you from the burden of your seed. Jesus dealt with it in these verses. When I say the burden of your seed, what Jesus is saying, some of you wasn't born in a family that's got some great godly heritage. Some of you in this room, probably the first Christian in your family, as far back as you can find. Others, all you know was Christians in your family. If that's so, you ought to thank God. But it took just as much truth to save you as it did somebody who ain't got a Christian one in theirs. Truth has the power to deliver you from the bondage of your sin, the burden of your seed, and then the blindness of your own skepticism. The conclusion is simply this. If you will listen to the truth, just listen to it, you'll become free. Ain't that what happened in salvation? Again, then why not go further in your Christian life? Keep listening to truth. Keep pursuing truth. The more you receive, the more free you become. The more you accept, say, truth, Lord. That's truth. The freer you become. The more you fight and want to hold on and say, no, 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 I got to have this. I can't live without that. No, leave it. Then you're in bondage right there. But when he says, give it to me, give it to him. And let him make you free from that too. Amen. That's how you grow in the Christian life. That's how you continue. Listen, he didn't just save you. He's still saving you.
Amen.
Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Last verse and we're done with message number one. I ain't starting number two tonight, so don't don't have a heart attack. My goodness. I've worked harder than any of you today, so I don't want to hear it. Y'all got to see it. I've been standing all day, half dressed. Psalm 119, verse 130. The Bible says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I'm just a simple country boy. That's all I am. I'm not no genius. I'm not no brilliant scholar. I'm simple-minded. But I have learned this. If I will receive truth, and I will hear truth, the more I make myself hear it and be willing to accept it and receive it, the freer I get.
Amen.
That ain't complicated. Everybody in here can understand that concept. So why wouldn't you cut the radio off? What you wasting your time listening to, and turn some truth on. Give yourself an opportunity to get freer tomorrow. We need to cut the TVs off more. I ain't saying, like when I was young growing up, a buddy of mine, Brian Sullivan, he'd get up and preach. He'd say, "That old green-eyed monster." He loved preaching against that TV boy, that green-eyed monster. But I'm saying, listen, we do need to cut down on our screen time. How many of y'all get a report on your phone once a week? Mine comes on Sunday morning. It's like God convicts me every Sunday morning. This is how much screen time you have. Y'all get that? Raise your hand if you get that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Does it convict you? I wonder if we had more screen time than we had truth time. And we wonder why we're so bound up and wound up tight as we can get when we could be living free.
Amen.
Let's avail ourselves to truth. Amen. All right, let's stand together. Thank you for listening, being patient. Father, we love you.